Scripture reading, Job chapter 42, verses 1 through 6, 12 through 13, and 16. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge?' Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me. My ears have heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.'" The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the 4th generation. Devotional. Job is a man of great faith and character, and one of the godliest, most respected men in his community. Yet he suffers deeply in every way, physically, socially, spiritually, and emotionally. All the forces of evil come against him. Enemies invade, lightning strikes, a tornado unleashes its fury. The unthinkable happens. One of the world's richest men is suddenly reduced to poverty. Then all 10 of his children are killed in a terrible natural disaster. Finally, he becomes so sick, he is virtually unrecognizable. During this dark night of the soul, a season in which God feels absent, Job struggles. He doubts, he questions, he gets angry, he wants to die. But he continues to engage with God, to believe in the goodness of God, even as he tries to make sense of his suffering. In the end, he is spiritually transformed and brought to a new place by the Lord, who blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. Job chapter 42, verse 12. The story of Job is meant to encourage us to trust the living God with the many deaths we experience in our lives. Why? Because there are many rich fruits that will blossom in our lives as a result of the pain and losses of our past. We can trust Jesus, who shows us that resurrection and transformation always follow suffering and death. Question to consider: how might God be transforming you through the pain and losses of your past? Prayer. Lord Jesus, when I think about the losses of my past, I admit I don't understand why you allowed such pain. Looking at Job helps, but I still struggle to believe that something good might come from it. Grant me the courage to feel, to pay attention, and to wait on you. May the prayer of Job be mine. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and spend the next 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus at the sound of the gong.